From fun for the kids to a very grave celebration to an adult night out with Brazilian guitar music, TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan's got your weekend lowdown.
First off, head down Broadway to the Duseum, where CEO Daniel Minnelli says their new science exhibit called Going Places isn't so much about beakers and lab coats.
Yeah, there will be beakers and lab coats and other experiences, but this one is more hands-on, and it's more about forces and motion and material science as well.
The exhibit is all about different ways of getting there, and the museum's hands-on tendency seems to have been taken to new levels.
There's a flight simulator that invites children to climb aboard, and they actually pilot the plane through the skies. It's more than simply turning left and right. Also a hover disc, and they can hop on board the hover disc, and they're going to float across the floor.
Minnelli thinks this kind of play can have real-life payoffs later on.
Later in school, we hope that as they study forces and friction, and in science class, or even in school overall, their experiences in an exhibit like Going Places will help to contextualize the learning, something that they may see in a textbook later on and say, oh yes, I did that at the museum.
Then on Saturday afternoon, here's an odd idea from historian Sarah Gould. Go to a graveyard.
This is going to be the first historical marker in San Fernando No. 2, and it's going to be the first historical marker on the west side for a woman.
And not just any woman, this one.
Dos palomas al volar dejaron su palomar en el olvido.
Lydia Mendoza was one of the first Spanish language singers recorded, and she spent a career touring internationally and winning awards for her singing.
That was probably the thing that really set her apart, is when she would sing a song, you could just feel the emotions in her voice.
That State of Texas Historical Marker dedication will be at her graveside.
We'll be doing that at 2 o'clock, and then at 5 o'clock, we'll be having a birthday party for her. The birthday celebration is at the Rinconcito de Esperanza at 816 South Colorado Street.
Then on Saturday night, Carmen's de la Calle will be a hot spot. Owner Paula Sullivan says it's World Stage Saturday.
World Stage Saturdays is where we host various musics from around the world. We try to, you know, make it more eclectic. So it could be Brazilian, it could be reggae, it could be straight jazz or flamenco.
You got a guitarist on this Saturday, right?
Yes. This Saturday we have Gabriel Santiago. He's from São Paulo, Brazil.
Carmen's isn't a huge place, so you're up close and personal with the musicians.
It's right there. You get to talk to the musician between sets. Sometimes they're from other places, so it's always interesting to have a conversation about where they're from. You get to see their skills right up close.
Have a good weekend. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.